I just sent you a picture of me, how I was doing my payrolls, so you can kind of see.
Duty cycle concern. Have you had any luck with XBR?
I just called back for the GPS service.
I know you say something about
like pictures on
running an Alport
GA. Oh, here we go.
You know, which I don't have.
And boxes of RTCM.
You know, if you brought them back, I'll probably be talking.
RTCM port. So as far as the MTR 2000 configuration, I disable everything internally. It's that, like, internal repeat and all that. That's all turned off. You basically make the MTR a receiver. You know, you still got to use the PL decoder. But I turn on it. I don't use it. The internal repeat's not turned on at all because it's all done externally. I don't have a code plug available because they're so specific. But you just walk through the there's no wildcard tables or any of that stuff. It was pretty neat. You read the repeater and just go right down the channel. It wasn't that end of the world. On the MTRs, you can assign, like you can, like, logics on pin 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, that type of thing. But you don't do that on the MTRs. You still got to do the audio routing, but for the transmit, I think. Or I don't know if you have to do that on for the receivers or not now. No, you don't. Sorry. Disregard that USB interface hookups are different than when you do an RTCM, sorry.